105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. A few thousand people across the Washington area lost electricity last night during the powerful storms that swept through the region. Some are still without power this morning. Right now, Pepco says it has just over 200 customers still out. Dominion Virginia Power has about 1,200 customers out, BGE some 1,600. Now, the upside to the storms was that for a while, they really cooled things off. But we're under another heat advisory today. Meteorologically speaking, what is going on? The Weather Channel's Mark Thibodeau.
That atmosphere just kind of recooks, sort of like a pot of water that's waiting for the flame to get turned down underneath. Once the sun comes up, the sun would be the flame, and that just heats it right back up, and then it gets unstable, you get more thunderstorms, and you just kind of repeat the whole cycle.
That heat advisory today kicks in at noon. A man was shot and wounded late last night outside Inova Fairfax Hospital during a confrontation with a deputy sheriff. The deputy was on duty at the hospital when security reported a man with some kind of weapon outside a parking garage. The deputy found him. Police say a confrontation ensued, and then the deputy shot the man. He's now being treated for his injuries and is in custody. Fairfax City residents say the city council hasn't inspired much confidence following the arrest of the mayor on meth distribution charges.
Former Fairfax City Councilmember Nancy Freiloftis says the entire community was brought under an undesired spotlight after Mayor Scott Silverthorne's arrest.
So therefore, we'd like to all be a part of figuring out where the council and the new mayor goes next.
But that hasn't been happening, she says, as the council refuses to answer questions.
At the meeting last week on Tuesday, they just went into closed session and came out and said, we're having another meeting.
That next meeting is planned for tonight, and it'll be open to the public. Critics say Silverthorne played politics with his resignation 89 days before Election Day. If he'd resigned one day earlier, the special election likely could have been held this November instead. They can now wait till November 2017. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Donald Trump says it is time to rewrite America's approach to foreign policy.
Saying it's time to end the practice of nation building and instead focus our efforts on fighting ISIS on all fronts. And Trump said, to do that, we need to partner with any ally who's willing to fight ISIS alongside of us. Now, in the more controversial side of this speech, he also unveiled a new set of immigration measures, essentially saying there should be an ideology test for immigrants coming to the U.S. to weed out anyone who might hold extremist views, whether those are anti-Semitic, anti-gay, or anti-women.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, remains in Pennsylvania today with a get-out-the-vote event in Philadelphia. This follows an appearance yesterday where her topics were confined to policy issues and attacks on Donald Trump.
At the event in Scranton, there was no mention of the investigative notes of Hillary Clinton's interview with the FBI that could be turned over to congressional investigators, the campaign preferring to stay on things that have worked in the past, also making clear they want to push the issue of foreign policy, issuing a web ad questioning whether Donald Trump is qualified to have the nuclear code.
Correspondent Joe Johns, just a couple of days into his announcement retirement, Michael Phelps says he's looking forward to spending some more time with his family. And after claiming 23 gold medals in his career, Phelps says there's a good reason why he believes his retirement will stick this time.
I'm happy now. And I think that's the biggest difference between now and 2012. You know, in 2012, I think I just wanted to be done. I wanted nothing to do with the sport anymore. And now I'm very, very happy, very pleased with the place that I'm in. And I'm happy with how I finished my career.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,636, the NASDAQ at 52,660. Sports, it's now 26 gold medals, 75 overall for Team USA at the Olympics in Rio. Baseball, the Nats beat the Rockies, the O's had the night off. WMAL News Time 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms stores in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer.
Cabinet Discounters.
Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. You'll find a lot more than just cabinets at Cabinet Discounters.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great place.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In the District Bell, we have a closure. L Street Northwest closed between 18th and 19th by some fire department activity. The Dulles Toll Road eastbound, the ramp northbound beltway, a disabled vehicle there, so be careful. Couple of accidents, one in Herndon, Leesburg Pike eastbound near Georgetown Pike. It's been moved to the shoulder. Police are on the scene in Arlington, Route 50, Arlington Boulevard eastbound at Fillmore. We have the left lane blocked by that accident. And 395 northbound from the beltway to the 14th Street Bridge. About a half an hour commute. Now on the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Heat advisory noon until 8 p.m. Upper 90 degree temperatures, close to 100. Heat indices over 100, maybe around 105. And afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms around that once again could produce locally heavy downpours. Another hot one, another humid one. Overnight tonight, upper 70s for the lows. Thunderstorms once again likely tomorrow afternoon and evening, highs in the middle 90s. Maybe some change by the end of the week. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Right now, 77 in Alexandria, 73 in Frederick, 77 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. Biles and Bolt are back in the bright lights on the Olympic stage today. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
8:07 on WMAL, where Washington Cubs talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to be joined by the one, the only, the incomparable Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us right now is Wesley Lowry. He is covering the riots or unrest in Milwaukee for the Washington Post. Thanks for joining us, Wesley.
Thanks for having me.
So it seems now, as more facts come out about this officer-involved shooting, that most of the political representatives of the Black Lives Movement folks, I'm trying to find my words perfectly here, are not necessarily focusing on the actual details of this shooting, because it seems as though the shooting was somewhat justified. I mean, both sides seem to be saying that, at least that's what I'm hearing, but that hasn't stopped the unrest. What are these riots really about if it's not about this shooting?
Well, of course, and I think that's something that's been interesting, you know, in city after city, whether it be here in Milwaukee, and I've been here about 24, 36 hours, and so I'm not going to pretend to be the absolute expert on Milwaukee, right?
Sure.
But whether that be here in Milwaukee or in Baltimore or in Cleveland or in St. Louis, right? Well, you know, one thing that seems clear after even just the first few hours of interviews in any of these places is that there's a deep distrust, a deep dissatisfaction, and an unrest that's been boiling beneath the surface for years or for generations in these places, right? And so any of these given incidents, whether it be the specific shooting, you know, in this case, one that the police are saying the body camera, which they have not released yet, right? But they're saying the body camera video shows him raising the gun. Even if that is the case, it seems as if the unrest here and the anger here is much more about a community that feels like it has been either taken for granted or abused, that it has these kind of deteriorating relationships, not only with the police, but with kind of the political establishment here by and large. And so that, you know, so again, it sometimes feels like a cop-out to say, you know, that it's about more than the individual shooting. But in all of these cases, they do often seem to be about much more than the shooting. As I'm talking to residents here, you know, many of them are talking about, you know, years of whether that be housing segregation, whether it be kind of economic stratification, where, you know, jobs and resources and transit are all out in the suburbs, and these communities, which were once kind of rich parts of the city here, yeah, have kind of been left with very little over the last few few decades. And that kind of, you know, again, is something that can simmer and simmer and simmer for years and eventually boils over.
You know, what you're talking about is that there's the simmering beneath the surface, that it was like somebody had to do was strike a match and you've got a problem. That's the same description of what we heard about going on in Baltimore. I'm wondering, in situations like this, why don't the police immediately release the video? If the video does vindicate the police officer and it shows clearly that the guy stepped about two steps away, as they describe it, turned toward him with a gun, that pretty much ends the discussion, doesn't it? Doesn't that calm the waters rather than inflame the waters?
It would, if that was what the video showed as clearly. And what we know, and again, all we know currently is what the police are telling us, which is that the video does capture this interaction and that the video clearly vindicates the officer. However, what we know from past experiences is that it's very rare that these videos actually clearly capture the entirety of any of these situations, right? And so while it's being stated that, you know, the video clearly absolves the officers, what's probably more likely from our experience watching these videos is the video captures part of it, and perhaps it's not completely clear what happened. But I think that's the same question. You know, I stood on the street corner last night next to the friends and cousins of Seville Smith, the young man who was killed. All, you know, some of whom carrying guns at that very moment. You know, people who we talked a lot about their distrust for the police and you know how they feel about this. And they were saying the exact same thing to me that you just said. They said, "Look, if Seville raised his gun on an officer, he deserved to be shot." But why won't they show us that video? They want us to just believe them.
Yeah.
Why won't they? If the video shows it, why won't they show us?
I mean, the idea of having these cameras is to resolve these issues once and for all and to make officers act responsibly. If the officer indeed acted responsibly, it shuts down the discussion immediately, doesn't it? That's
well, of course. It soothes people, right? You know, you have people who are traumatized. The guy who they grew up with, their cousin, their friend, that guy from down the street, got shot and killed, and all they know is what they've heard, what people are saying, right? And the police are telling them, well, no, but the video shows nothing, you know, that this was justified, and they're saying, okay, so show us the video.
But short of a video, Wesley Lowery, I mean, we still see people saying that Michael Brown had his hands up during the shooting in Ferguson. We still hear people saying the police officers killed Freddie Gray in Baltimore, even when the facts do come out, and even when it's Eric Holder doing the investigation, saying, no, this was actually justified action by the police. There's still riots, and there's still buildings burning, so I've got to take issue with that suggestion.
Well, I mean, first of all, the unrest in those places both came out far before the release of any facts in either of those instances, right?
But that's my point. They're going to riot whether the facts come out or not, and then when the facts come out, they continue to riot.
Well, no, there were no riots in Baltimore after the acquittals of any of the officers. That's not completely.
Do you
accurate,
think that
right?
the people on the street in Baltimore believe that Freddie Gray's death was just merely accidental and the police didn't have a hand in it?
I believe almost no one believes that Freddie Gray's death was completely accidental.
There you go.
I mean, I think that requires a suspension of belief of the facts, right? I mean, I think that he's something being, and we sometimes set up a false premise here, right? Something not being a provable criminal act does not, in fact, mean that it is a completely innocent act, right? There's a large gap between what is legal and what is right. There's a large gap. Police officers say this all the time, right? There's a large gap between what is provably illegal and what is, you know, what should not have happened. I mean, you hear this from the people in Baltimore all the time. They say, so you're saying no one was involved in the death of Freddie Gray? No, I mean, I think that any reasonable person watching the videos of his detention and knowing what happened knows that the officer certainly played some role in his death. Whether that counts to a crime or not is a different conversation.
Let me ask you another question, and I'm really asking you to help me understand something. You first set up exactly what was at play here in these riots in Milwaukee, you mentioned frustration with the political leadership or lack of leadership and the corruption therein, and I don't doubt that exists in Milwaukee. When you've got a major urban center like Milwaukee or Baltimore or New York City or Chicago, where it's basically been one-party rule forever, you end up getting corruption. Here's what I don't understand. Why does the African-American community, who suffers greatly because of that political corruption and the inability for the politicians they elect to do anything to help them out of their circumstances, why do they continue to say that Republicans are the racist ones and Republicans haven't earned their vote? Why do they keep voting for the same party that does nothing for them?
Well, I mean, I do think that sometimes, and again, this is kind of based on the people who I've talked to, and very often, I don't premise a lot of my interviews with people based on partisan paradigms, because that doesn't seem to be the most relevant thing to me when I'm talking to someone about why the gas station is burned down the street, right? But I think that, but I do think that very often, I mean, I don't know that partisan politics is something that overlays here, right? I mean, it's not, in order to... Well, be elected. In order to be elected the city councilman of Sherman Park in Milwaukee, a nice white Republican would have to move to Sherman Park in Milwaukee, right? I mean, the people elect the people who run for office.
Well, there are plenty of Republicans who run who are African-American in Baltimore. They don't win. Let's face it, Wesley, what I'm saying is the people who you talk to who are burning down that gas station, they think the politicians don't care about them, right?
Yes. No, that is certainly...
And those politicians are all consistently, year after year, for many decades now, those politicians are all Democrats.
Because Democrats are the people who live in their community. I mean, I don't think that has... I don't know that that has anything... Again, if Scott Walker wanted to move to downtown Milwaukee and run to be the mayor of Milwaukee, you could have a different conversation. But while he's living out in the suburbs, or Paul Ryan's living out in the suburbs...
So you're telling me when an African-American... So you're telling me when an African-American conservative Republican moves to the city, and they live in the city already, and they run and say, hey, let's try a different way, those African-American Republican conservatives are not called Uncle Toms, they are not called Oreos... They are not disparaged by the black leaders from the Democratic Party who live in those cities?
Sometimes they are. Sometimes they are not. But I also think that, but again, I don't know that most black Americans see this as a partisan political issue. I think that most black Americans see, I think that if you can be unhappy with your elected leadership, or you can feel disaffected by your elected leadership, and that doesn't necessarily mean you think that the underlying ideology of that leadership is wrong.
I guess not. But
people who are elected are wrong.
I guess my point is they continue to keep voting for the same party that continues to fail them. Wesley Lowery, sadly, we are way over time, but I would love to continue this conversation another time. It needs to be had.
It is now time for WMAO Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5. Here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. And Brian in the district, southeast, MLK Jr. Avenue at Howard Road. We have an accident. Police are there. Route 50 westbound between the Beltway and New York Avenue, a 12-minute commute of twice the normal time. BW Parkway northbound is from up on 100. There is an accident reported there, eastbound 66, right after the Lee Jackson Highway crash on the shoulder, and the Green Line running with delays because of an earlier train malfunction at Greenbelt, running with delays to Branch Avenue. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear to partly cloudy. A stray shower is possible, maybe a thunderstorm. A high of 97. The feel-like temperature will be well in excess of 100 degrees. Tonight, 79 degrees, 40% chance of rain. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of rain, high of 94. Thursday in the upper 80s. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, temperatures in the low 90s. Currently, in the nation's capital, 77 degrees, 818 on WMAL.
See movie star and musician Kevin Costner at the Birchmere August 24th. That's Kevin Costner and his band The Modern West, August 24th at the Birchmere. Buy your tickets today at birchmere.com.
You know, coffee is a big part of what we do here on Mornings on.
Well, that's absolutely true.
It's a big part of everyone's life listening to us right now.
It wouldn't be very interesting if we didn't have coffee.
And sadly, though, many people have issues with their coffee. I'm sure you have this problem as you go to the coffee machine here at WMA or anywhere in America, right, and you fill up your cup of coffee and then you head back to your cubicle. How many times does the coffee end up, spilling as you're walking, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And you don't want to...
I actually read a story the other day that said that coffee, for some reason, the liquid coffee is more susceptible to that than other liquids.
Well,
I don't know why.
Well, yeah. It's lively. It's just jumping right out of that cup.
That's right.
And you don't want to, of course, there's a couple of different options here. You can, of course, only fill your cup up halfway. That ain't going to happen.
No, that's not good.
So you fill it up to the brim, and you're walking around your coffee, and it's spilling everywhere. Thank God for scientists in South Carolina who have decided that they've got to get to the bottom of this. And they say now, apparently, that if you hold your coffee cup by the handle, or on the outside of the cup, you know, just wrap your hand around the cup, you're more susceptible to spilling your coffee. And what you want to do is to just hold the coffee cup by the top of the cup, by the rim. In other words, you sort of like palming it like a basketball.
Like a claw on the top of the coffee cup.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, like the claw machine in Toy Story.
But doesn't the steam then come up with the coffee and heat up the bottom of your hand?
Perhaps. Well, what's wrong with having warm hands?
Well, I mean, no, if it gets too hot, you can't hold it and you drop it.
Apparently, you will be less likely to spill your coffee if you walk that
you'll
way.
You'll look goofy.
And your hand will get hot.
But you'll not spill your coffee.
And that's, I guess, the bottom line. Mm. Meanwhile, as you're drinking your coffee, you might want to have a little snack in the morning, maybe a slice of toast. A lot of people like their toast in the morning.
Who doesn't love a good slice of toast?
Well, the problem is, apparently, that up until now, while you're eating your toast, you can't also get your daily weather report.
What?
Actually, that's not true at all. It's very easy to get your daily weather report while you eat your toast.
Because we give it here all the time.
But for some reason, if you want your weather report toasted onto the side of your toast, you can now do that.
Has your breakfast ever been so enjoyable? With Toasteroid, she can design anything she wants on her toast while you're stuck with the same old boring piece of block.
A Toasteroid.
So how do we do it? Inside Toasteroid's innovative and minimal design, the smart toasting system is powered by microfilament heating technology, but it can do so much more.
Yes.
Let your toast speak your mind with a smiley face or a like. Send a message to that special someone for a surprise. A superhero toast might be exactly what you need.
It links up with a Bluetooth on your smartphone, and you can basically send any image, design, or message from your smartphone to your toaster to then toast that message or image onto your toast.
You could send a picture of Brian and Larry, your morning radio friends, to your toaster, and it which and as you're listening to Mornings on the Mall, eating your toast, you could see us on your toast.
As you gobble us down.
Yeah, yes. I gotta have one of these.
Is this something you? This is a must-have for the Brian Wilson household?
I gotta get one because I mean I want this and I want that robot that makes me ice cream and I want them now.
All right, well there you go. There's no reason why you can't have it. I don't know why you would want Brian and Larry on your toast. Some would say at some points in the morning we are pretty toasted already, actually.
We're a toasty treat.
Apparently, they have raised enough money to move forward with this thing. This was that ad that you just heard was actually
Toasteroid.
Part of their Kickstarter campaign.
Man, I'm in.
If you pledge $85 or more, you will get a Toasteroid, apparently.
You know, I've done some of these things before where you donate to things that are in development.
Right.
And it sometimes takes you a long time to get them.
Yeah.
But they eventually come.
Yeah. Yeah, I want a full audit of this whole thing. I'm just thinking people are like sort of padding their salaries as you do this. So anyway, there you go. If you've been really bereft of toasted images, including weather reports or morning radio hosts emblazoned onto your slice of Wonder Bread, you can get it now with Toasteroid.
I'm going there now.
It's
I'm signing
822
up.
822 on WML.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeservices.com.
You know, selling your home can be exciting. It can also be very stressful. And that's why you should choose the agent that will deliver you a worry-free experience. And that agent is my friend, say it together with me, Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. With Frank, you can rest easy because with over 25 years in the local real estate market, Frank brings an insight to home sales that can only come from experience. Plus, you have Frank's guarantee that if your home doesn't sell for the price and the time you agree upon, he will buy it. Suzanne had previously tried to sell her Capitol Heights home with no results, but she called Frank. He evaluated the home, created a plan that resulted in a full price offer. All agents, not the same. It's no accident the nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in the Metro D.C. area out of thousands of agents. So call Frank Prindle today at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at iTrustFrank.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
It is 8:25 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Brian. I think I'll toast you both. Southeast Washington, MLK Jr. Avenue at Howard Road. We have an accident. Police on the scene. New York Avenue inbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 395 3rd Street Tunnel. A 20-minute commute. Beltway's outer loop. Past Van Dorn Street, watch out, an accident. It has been moved to the shoulder. Eastbound 66, right after Route 50, the Lee Jackson Highway, there's a crash. That, too, is on the shoulder. This report brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another heat advisory today. It kicks in at noon until 8 o'clock this evening. More heat, more humidity. Temperatures upper 90s, feels over 100. More isolated showers and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees on WMAL. You know, I love the Olympics, and I'm having
clearly a good time. Love the Olympics theme.
I do. How can you go wrong, John Williams?
Right along there.
You know how you see them on the medal stand?
Yeah.
And they all having their picture taken with their gold, bronze, and silver medals.
Right, it's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. And then there's this moment after the playing of the anthem of the nation of the winner of the gold medal, where they turn to the photographers and they pull up their medals and they pose with them, et cetera, et cetera. So you see this all the time, right? And then it seems almost inevitably they bite down on their medals.
Right. I've seen that picture everywhere.
Yeah, and I guess it goes back to the days, you know, at one point when there actually were gold coins in circulation. One of the things that you did to test whether or not it was an actual gold coin was you bit on it, because gold is soft, and if you could bite into it, then that would verify that it was real gold.
Right.
And not fake gold.
But you shouldn't have to do that for a gold medal.
You shouldn't have to do it. But
why are they doing
this? This tradition has continued for some reason, and apparently when you ask the athletes about this, they say, I don't know why they ask us to do that. It's the photographers that are saying it. The photographers want them to bite on their medals.
So it's just because the photographers are saying bite on the medal, they're doing it?
Yeah, according to someone, David Walensky.
I think they need to stop it.
David Walensky, the president of the International Society of Olympic Historians, co-author of a book about it, says it's become an obsession with the photographers. They think it's an iconic shot, something that will probably sell. I don't think it's something the athletes would probably do on their own. So the photographers, the photo dogs there, they are altering reality. They are pushing their own agenda, their medal-biting agenda, there at the Olympics in Rio.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. By the way, just so you know,
John Williams.
Not John. Now, John Williams wrote back for 1984, the Olympics in L.A. He wrote that. That was John Williams. But the my understanding is that it's an unknown Frenchman who wrote that.
Well, okay.
And now you know.
Now you have the rest of the story. It is now 8:28 on WMAL.
Looking for more than a weekend getaway? Colonial Beach is the only beachfront town on the Potomac River, just 60 minutes from Northern Virginia, Maryland, and D.C., offering state-of-the-art two-bedroom, two-bath condos with gourmet kitchens. Rather than driving south thousands of miles, make Colonial Beach your new home away from home, starting at $199,000. These condos overlook the boardwalk and Potomac River. No grass to cut, no honey-do list. Just turn the key and you're on vacation. Call today to schedule an appointment, 804-224-9300, or visit thecolonialbeachcondos.com.
At SelectQuote, we know life insurance through work is a great perk, but do you even know how much your employer provides? Usually it's a year's salary, maybe two if you're lucky. So if you die, your family is taken care of for a couple years. Then what? How will they pay the mortgage? Send the kids to college? It's simple. If you have a family, you need more life insurance than you're getting at work. Experts recommend 7 to 10 times your annual income. SelectQuote can help you find just that, and it's more affordable than you think. SelectQuote can find a 35-year-old man in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for under $19 a month. Life insurance through work is not enough. Let SelectQuote help you cover the gap. Call 1-800-681-9660. That's 1-800-681-9660. Or get started at SelectQuote.com. 1-800-681-9660. SelectQuote. We shop. You save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Larry Kudlow is next after the news. It is 8:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Storms last night knocked out power to thousands across the area. Some are still without power this morning, including about 200 Pepco customers, about 1,200 served by Dominion Virginia Power, and about 1,600 BGE customers. Also, some Pepco customers in downtown Washington may be without power for several more hours due to a transformer fire near 18th and L Streets overnight. Without calling them the founders of ISIS, Donald Trump has again slammed Hillary Clinton and President Obama, blaming their decision-making for the rise of ISIS.
We cannot let this evil continue. Nor can we let the hateful ideology of radical Islam, its oppression of women, gays, children, and non-believers, be allowed to reside or spread within our own countries. Any country which shares this goal will be our ally.
And Trump called for a new criteria for admitting immigrants, requiring them to pledge support for America's values. Things were calmer in Milwaukee last night, says the police chief, after rioting over the weekend after the shooting death of a man by police.
Certainly it was a great deal of improvement over the first day. And again, I think it's a tribute to the partnership with the community as well as the tactics and restraint of the department. But certainly major responsibility goes to a community engagement.
Chief Edward Flynn says at least six people were arrested last night after what he characterized as some heated confrontations. Officials in Louisiana now say seven people have died in flooding brought on by heavy rain that has fallen since Thursday. And although the storm has mostly moved on, forecasters say the danger isn't over yet because some rivers and streams are still rising. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,636, the NASDAQ at 5,262. Sports, the Nets get their third straight win, beating the Rockies. The O's were idle. They'll take on the Red Sox tonight. And in Rio, the U.S. has now racked up 26 gold medals, 75 overall. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Thank you, Willis Carrier, for inventing the air conditioner. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. I'm sure you're enjoying the air conditioning as much as I am. Now the goal is to keep that cold air in your house. Thompson Creek Window Company can help. Save on your electric bills with super energy efficient windows. You've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years. Now, why? Because Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best window in town. Each window is custom made for our unique climate, plus there are no middlemen, which also saves you money and all kinds of headaches. This is your final chance to take advantage of the 25% off every window sale. It's the biggest window sale of the year. That's 25% off every window. Pick up your phone right now and keep the cool air in, the hot humid hair out. Call 855-57-CREEK. That number again is 855-57-CREEK. And tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-597-9203 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-597-9203 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free meal coming to the D.C. area. Call 800-597-9203. That's 800-597-9203 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And in the district, Bill, an accident at Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue and Howard Road. Police on the scene. L Street in the northwest between 18th and 19th closed down by that ongoing fire department activity. Baltimore Washington Parkway northbound right near Route 50. Watch out. Traffic lights are on flash. The outer loop of the Beltway past Van Dorn Street, an accident's been moved to the shoulder. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Upper 90s, maybe 100 again today. Showers, thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening may once again produce heavy rainfall. And with heat advisory in effect, it will feel like 105 at times. The storm should end as we head on through tonight, but not before some locally heavy downpours, maybe some gusty winds. Overnight low, 79. Thunderstorms likely again Wednesday afternoon, mid-90s, maybe only upper 80s by Thursday. Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Chantilly, 73 in Rockville, 77 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by GarageDoorRepair.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Time to check in with Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor, host of The Larry Kudlow Show, and author of an upcoming book called JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. We will no doubt talk about that as we get closer to debut day. Larry, good morning to you.
Good morning, and thank you for mentioning my book. It's out September 6th.
Okay, can't wait. Actually, I am very interested in that topic. Hey, listen, we haven't really just talked about the economy right now, and I know that we often fixate on the Dow Jones averages, but I mean, really, you have to take a note of it. They've been through the roof of late.
Yeah, stocks have been strong, and I guess I would ask you to color me skeptical.
Uh-oh.
On this. Skeptical. I'm not an apocalypse now bear. All I'll say is, and I think we've talked about this in the past, to me, profits are very important with stocks. Everybody focuses on the Federal Reserve, whether they're going to raise their rate 0.25% or not, blah, 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 blah. What really drives the stock market, what I call the mother's milk of stocks, is profits. And profits have been falling So at the end of this period, you'll have three straight declines in profits. By some broader measures, four straight declines in profits. And I add to that, business investment has been slumping for about a year. Productivity is slumping. So what am I saying? If you can't make money, businesses will not expand. And if businesses aren't expanding, then the job totals, which picked up a little bit in the last 2 months, are not going to be sustainable, the job increases. So I kind of think stocks are ahead of themselves. I don't want to get any more bearish than that, but I just, for me, in my discipline, I need to see rising profits. And that's a tough order, particularly when productivity is falling, because that just means, you know, unit labor costs. What is that? That's productivity-adjusted wages. Wages are creeping higher, okay? But wages with productivity is about 2.6%. And businesses are not having any pricing power. I think business prices are up 1%. So if your cost is 2.5 and your price is 1, you're underground. And many analysts think that profits are going to turn around. I'm not so sure. I'd like to see it first. So I think profits are a little stocks are a little pricey right now. That's my own view.
Huh. Larry Kudlow, your latest column, Insanity Once More, the Hillary Clinton Economic Plan, really talks about what she has laid out here. And, you know, moving from Wall Street to Main Street and the kitchen table here, this is all going to come down to how people are personally feeling about their economic situation. You asked the perfect question, which is, by repeating Obama's policies, how does Hillary Clinton expect the economy to do any better than it did during the Obama presidency? But are people feeling it? Or when they say 4 more years of Obamanomics, do they think, oh yeah, things aren't that bad, let's just go for it?
Well, I don't think they think things are not that bad. I mean, economics, jobs, wages, still number one issue. Trump, by the way, still maintains a 5-point lead in that category, even though he's lost a lot of ground in the national polls. And, you know, I think it's a huge issue. And I also think that small businesses believe they're overtaxed, and I think they believe they're overregulated. Small business, you know, that's the heartbeat of American business. So I don't understand Hillary. Hillary has a program of tax hikes pretty much across the board. She wants to raise taxes on so-called rich people. She wants to raise taxes on corporations. She wants to raise taxes on capital gains. She wants to raise taxes on, financial transactions. I'm probably leaving a few out. Oh, she wants to raise taxes on small businesses. I just don't get that. If you're in a sluggish economy, which we still are, I mean, it's been 2% for the last 7.5 years, but the last year it's actually dropped to 1%. Why would you be raising taxes? And also, why would you be picking up on regulations? She wants to regulate the energy business, fossil fuels out, just take them out, no more, no fracking, no coal. She wants to regulate health care. Basically, she wants a government-run health care system. Businesses are being hurt by the National Labor Relations Board. This is more of what Obama has done, which has produced the worst recession since World War II, the worst recovery, I mean, pardon me, since World War II. So I don't get that. I call that doing the same thing over again and expecting a different result, which is one of the definitions of insanity. I don't get that. What's her pitch? Where's her growth? Well, the answer is she's not for growth. The answer is she's for solving inequality. She's answered redistribution. She's answer is going after the rich guys. Well, that's not a growth measure. You know, Trump, if Trump stays on message, his economic speech a week ago in Detroit was very, very solid, in my view. He's got tax cuts across the board for individuals, for large companies, for small companies. He wants to keep the capital gains tax down, et cetera, et cetera. He's got a growth plan. In my opinion, she's got a recession plan. And if you can get that conversation going, he's going to win on that issue. And that is the key issue. Always has been from day one. So I don't get it. What I don't get also, though, is why Mr. Trump isn't hammering away on the huge contrast between the two candidates.
Yeah.
He's pro-growth, lower taxes, lower regulations. She's anti-growth. She wants, you know, to ameliorate something called social injustice and inequality. The issue isn't inequality. The issue is solving the lack of wage increases for middle-class America, which Trump would do, by the way, with his corporate tax cut, which is just phenomenal, 15%, large and small. That's what you have to do. And the other issue is solving poverty and solving stagnant wages. And that's growth. She has no growth because they don't think she cares about growth, because they don't think she really is a pro-growth Democrat, and she ought to read my book. I'm going to send her a special autograph inscribed book, because John F. Kennedy, after three Eisenhower recessions, produced the most dramatic supply-side tax cut up until Reagan, and Reagan borrowed Kennedy's, and in both cases, we had booms in the 60s and 80s, and actually the 80s boom spilt over into the 90s.
Well, and there is a perfect example of a guy named Larry Kudlow bringing it absolutely full circle. We talk about the book, we start, we come back to it. Larry, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. It is now 8:44.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
Marcus Lemonis is The Prophet. Season premiere August 23rd. CNBC.
It is now 8:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And there is an accident in Silver Spring, New Hampshire Avenue at Venice Drive. One lane is blocked. Police are on the scene there. Checking the Beltway's inner loop right near Telegraph Road, there's an accident. They pushed it over to the shoulder. The outer loop past Van Dorn, another crash. This one also on the side. And the Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound right near Route 50. Be very careful because traffic lights are malfunctioning. They are on flash. Might be a good idea to use that as a four-way stop. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Upper 90s, maybe 100 again today. Showers, thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening may once again produce heavy rainfall. And with heat advisory in effect, it will feel like 105 at times. The storm should end as we head on through tonight, but not before some locally heavy downpours, maybe some gusty winds. Overnight low, 79. Thunderstorms likely again Wednesday afternoon, mid-90s, maybe only upper 80s by Thursday. Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com.
Give you an update on the story of the mayor of Fairfax City, who has now resigned, of course, after this sex for meth trading distribution
story that continues
to get brought to light. But here's the problem. There's a lot of concern from the residents of Fairfax City about the circumstances surrounding his resignation. So this story hit on a Monday. He resigned on a Thursday.
Okay.
Now, there's no reason why he shouldn't have resigned on that Monday, frankly, when the story came out. The only difference is, can you guess?
No.
The difference between that Monday and Thursday is the difference between a special election bid.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah. So the City of Fairfax City Council is now expected to approve a date for a special election for mayor. The city says city council members are expected to approve that date for the election at a meeting on Tuesday evening. They had a closed-door meeting. The city council did specifically to try to lay out how they were going to handle the resignation of the mayor. And, well, I mean, for a city resident who wants to get to the bottom of what's going on with their mayor in light of all this, why would you have a closed door meeting? Nancy Fry Loftus is a former Fairfax City Council member. She spoke with WML Steve Burns.
Crisis management 101 would say that the first rule is to communicate to people what the plan is, and they have failed at that rule.
Absolutely failed about that.
That set in motion some specific state laws that could have very easily been explained to the public so that everyone understood what the process was and what the public's role could be in that process.
Yeah, but they weren't. And as Steve Burns wrote over at WML.com, Fairfax City Council is set to hold a public meeting tonight. That's 1 week after the much maligned closed door session
Are they going to try to clear the air and straighten it all out?
They'll try, but that's the problem when you have all of these closed door sessions and closed door meetings and try to get your ducks in a row. Mm-hmm. And of course, one party rule, and they're all trying to figure out, okay, how are we going to move forward? And then, of course, they want to set up the special election so that their guy is going to be locked in. And that's just how these things always go, sadly.
Yeah. It is now 8:49 on WML.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store. The good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep. When she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
I want to tell you about Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate. You want to call Renter's Warehouse if you're considering renting your home or your investment property. You already know that renting your home is a great option. You're smart enough to know that. Here in D.C., Northern Virginia, Maryland, the rents are sky high. That's a good thing if you're the landlord, because your home then becomes a cash register. It rings every month. It provides you great cash flow. You still get the benefits of home ownership, like tax savings, appreciation, equity. But here's the problem. There are some hassles that go along with being a landlord, finding the right tenant, dealing with paperwork, rent collection, 3 a.m. phone calls about leaky toilets. You don't want to do that. But Renter's Warehouse, they do want to do that. It's amazing. You bring them into the fold, and they'll take care of finding that tenant. It only takes 17 days on average, and they're going to do all those other problems for you as your landlord for only $80 a month, a flat fee. Find out how much your home will rent for. Get a free rent price analysis right now. Call Renter's Warehouse, 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Instead of shoveling snow in February, you should seriously consider going to mrccruise.com and signing up for the Media Research Center's Cruise to the Caribbean. Join my good friend Brent Bozell and other solid conservatives like Alan West, General Jerry Boykin, and many, many others. Go to mrccruise.com and sign up before they sell out. Call 1-800-707-1634. That's 1-800-707-1634 or mrccruise.com.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
You think you're friends? Well, think again. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. It turns out we're not so good at knowing who our friends really are. Researchers at MIT asked a group of students to rate everyone in their class on a scale of 0, which is I don't know this person, to 5, one of my best friends. 3 was the minimum score needed to qualify for friendship. Participants also wrote down how they thought others would rate them. Now, 94% of the time, the person doing the ranking guessed the other person would feel the same way. But in reality, only 53% of the friendships were thought to be reciprocal. The possibility of non-reciprocal friendships challenges your self-image. That's what the authors say. After all, no one wants to think of themselves as the unwanted hanger-on, chasing a relationship that doesn't exist and maybe never will. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the Lime Scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Lime Scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
We're excited to announce that the pharmacy you trust is now in the store you love. Because CVS Pharmacy is now at Target. So you can expect more, even when it comes to your health. Our CVS pharmacists give expert advice on everything, from dosage instructions to side effects to drug interactions. We'll help fill your prescriptions while you fill your shopping cart. CVS Pharmacy. Now at Target.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson and Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, you get a full-service listing for just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, our clients have already saved $3.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store. The good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
We believe happiness is rooted in four basic freedoms.
Freedom from hunger.
Everyone should have enough to eat.
Freedom from fear.
Everyone deserves to live in peace.
Freedom from external limitations.
Everyone should have unlimited opportunity.
Freedom from junk.
Pointless stuff will stifle your spirit.
1-800-GOT-JUNK can give you wings
so you can escape from pointless things.
We work until midnight 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Set yourself free today. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
It is 8:55 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And there's an accident in Silver Spring, New Hampshire Avenue at Venice Drive. One lane is blocked. Route 50 westbound, approaching 197 Collington Road. Watch out for a crash. Only the right lane is open. And the Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound near Route 50. Do watch out for some lights only on flash. This traffic report brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the city's first dedicated heart and vascular hospital, ushering in a new era of patient experience for the region and beyond. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Upper 90s, maybe 100 again today. Showers, thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening may once again produce heavy rainfall. And with heat advisory in effect, it will feel like 105 at times. The storm should end as we head on through tonight, but not before some locally heavy downpours, maybe some gusty winds. Overnight low, 79. Thunderstorms likely again Wednesday afternoon, mid-90s, maybe only upper 80s by Thursday. Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 78 degrees. It is now 8:56.
Let's talk a moment about Zero Res. That's the company I use to clean my carpets and upholstery. They leave them looking brand new, smelling clean, and feeling soft. You know, Zero Res means zero residue. Okay, that means you're left without any residue. Zero Res is a totally green, toxic-free, natural clean. It's safe for you and the kids and the pets. You know, your carpet, it's the largest air filter in your home. Think about that for a minute. All that stuff that's in your air all through allergy season, it gets trapped in your carpet and your pet. It should be cleaned professionally at least once a year. And with a Zero Res cleaning, the stains, the pet accidents, the dirt, the allergens, the contaminants, the pet fur, it'll all be removed. You'll be breathing clean again thanks to Zero Res. And Zero Res always guarantees their work. You're going to be totally satisfied. The crew, Luis, the whole team, they're the best. Do what I did. Call Zero Res today. They're going to give you the WMAL Larry O'Connor special. They will pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets for only $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call Zero Res, 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
If your friend at work told you she just found a way to save half on her dry cleaning every week, would you switch to that dry cleaner? What if all your friends told you that they found a great new dry cleaner that charges half what most full-price cleaners charge? Then would you switch? Well, what if I told you that a million people had dumped their full-price cleaners for Zips dry cleaners? Would that convince you to at least try us? Because that's how many people have switched to Zips, where we charge a flat $2.29 to dry clean any garment, and even less to launder shirts. Zips uses an efficient, state-of-the-art process to clean your clothes. It's just that we charge you way less to do it. Zips has truly revolutionized the dry cleaning business, one $2.29 garment at a time. So bring in the load of clothes you normally take to the full-price cleaners and see for yourself just how smart it is to use Zips. A million people wearing clean clothes can't be wrong. Come to Zips. Professional cleaning, unbeatable pricing. For Zips near you, visit 321zips.com.
Hi, it's Patrick Fingles again from New Look Home Design. For the past few weeks, you've heard me mention our massive 50% off summer roofing sale. Prices have never been lower, and many people have already taken advantage of the sale. Here's some feedback we've received so far. Jessica Myers wrote, "I've heard you mention 50% off in the past and figured now was the best time to get our new roof. I'm sure glad we made the call." Pete Douglas said, "We were budgeting to get the new roof in the fall, but this sale financially allowed us to get the work done now. Thanks for the amazing deal. Most of you listeners haven't taken advantage of our sale. Don't miss out. You'll only have until Labor Day before the 50% off roofing will end. I can assure you, if you're planning on getting a new roof in the next year, now is the best time to save big. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
The National Mall,
an American institution where people come to speak their mind. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I agree with you, but it's maddening.
It kind of pains me to disagree with you.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Coming up tomorrow, we'll have KT McFarland. More on the Olympics from our man in Rio, Steve Kastenbaum.
And coming up in 8 hours, we'll be driving home, won't we? And we'll keep you up to speed on all the news that happened while you were at work with the Drive at 5. You know what I want to do right now?
What?
I want to listen to the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris.
I think that's an excellent idea. Listen, Donald Trump gave a big speech yesterday. Lots of good stuff in it. There are two different ways of saying that you're the founding father of ISIS. We heard the other way yesterday. I want to compare and contrast and see which one you like better. Which one do you think will more likely win the presidency of the United States?